Info article 219 in Shamati Devotion.
We are the created beings. And that is why we need to see how we stand as created beings before the Creator. The Creator arranged for us the nature, which is the will to receive, the will to bestow. I'm sorry, the will to enjoy, the will to sustain oneself. And it's the opposite of His nature. By that, He gave us independence, the foundation for independence. Since we're not like Him, we can exist. And we need only to change this quality, the will to enjoy, the will to receive, as we call it, into in order to bestow. We can't change it to true bestowal, because that is the quality of the Creator. But with that same desire He created in us to perform an action that is opposite to the desire, this is something we can do. In asking that Creator to change us, it takes a long time for a person, typically, who understands these things, feels those things, and begins to take part in this change. Rather, what's happening is that the Creator is performing all kinds of changes in him. He invites all kinds of states in the person, and the person is between his will to receive, his nature, and a tiny bit of bestowal. And from that, he begins to feel that there are all kinds of changes in life, all kinds of colors, as Kabbalists call it.
And
this is how we advance, in order to hasten, in order to hasten development, to hold it in our hands a little bit. They let us study from the writings of Kabbalists, and they tell us how we need to behave in our tents, have to organize them, and then in these small groups to try and see how we can truthfully, practically reach the second nature. Although all of us are in the will to receive, how can we make actions of bestowal? Well, of course, we find out that there are no true acts of bestowal. Not from us, they cannot come from us, we're unable. But somehow, seemingly, externally, we are making such actions. We sing, we participate in all kinds of events.
But
in a sense, Kabbalists say it's all enough. If you're trying to perform these acts of connection, if you truly want to reach the second nature, as much as you can, of course, but you try, nevertheless, then these external actions and study, you're sitting, you're singing, you're eating together, perhaps. All those things, all those group actions are highly beneficial. Because in them, you seemingly connect and you combine the desires, the intentions, the yearnings, and it works in each and every one. And this is how a person is impressed by the environment, and the correct environment will learn about the influence of the environment on a person and how it can change a person greatly. So, until a person reaches a state where after a long time, but it's not really the time, it's after many different actions that he performed with the society, or the society did it on him, or they did it together. And many times he turned to the Creator, seemingly without any benefits. Nevertheless, there are changes over time, sometimes over years, they accumulate, they are added. This is the matter of the accumulation of the efforts, and these tiny lights connect, and a person begins to feel certain change in feeling, in his mind. He begins to understand what needs to happen in him, that the main thing for him is, just as he is adhered to his will to receive, as written, a person is close to himself, he wishes to disconnect himself from himself and to cleave unto the Creator. How is it felt? He doesn't want to sustain, maintain his ego, his will to receive. Rather, he wants to know what is the will of the Creator, and for him to keep that. It's better even not to know it, but to simply be adhered to the Creator's desire, to be incorporated in that desire, and to do anything and everything this desire demands of him to do. And this state is called devotion. Let's read what is happening here about. Devotion.
Item 219, Shamati, devotion. The work should be with love and fear. With love, it is irrelevant to say that we must be devoted to it, since it is natural, as love is as fierce as death. As it is written, for love is as strong as death. Rather, devotion should primarily be concerning fear. That is, when one still does not feel the taste of love in the servitude, and the servitude is coercive for him. There is a rule that the body does not feel a thing that is coercive, as it is built by way of correction. And the correction is that the servitude too should be in the form of love, as this is the purpose of the dvikut, as it is written, in a place where there is labor, there is the sita acha. The servitude that should primarily be in devotion is on the discernment of fear. At that time, the whole body disagrees with one's work, since it does not feel any taste in the servitude. And with each thing that he does, the body calculates that this servitude is not in completeness. Thus, what will you get out of working? Then because there's no validity or taste in this servitude, overcoming is only through devotion. This means that the servitude feels better, and each act causes him horrendous suffering, since the body is not accustomed to work in vain. Either the work should benefit oneself or others. But during the katnut, one does not feel any benefit for oneself, since he does not presently feel any pleasure in the servitude. And also he does not believe that there will be benefit to others, since it is not important to him. So what pleasure would others have from it? Then the suffering is harsh, and the more he works, the suffering increases proportionally. Finally, the suffering and the labor accumulate to a certain amount where the Creator has mercy on him and gives him a taste in the servitude of the Creator, as it is written, until the Spirit be poured upon us from on high.
Доброе утро. Когда, до сколько надо работать, чтобы Творец, мы ощутили Творца, как бы,
how much we have to work in order to feel the Creator, to what degree or what state we need to reach. Maybe you can share with us from your experience when you actually started feeling the Creator for the first time.
The feeling of the Creator comes in the first degree of devotion that a person attains. And that's on the condition that he truly comes to a situation where for the time being he doesn't want anything for himself, but only to do a certain action for the benefit of the Creator without anything in return to him. Not that he would feel the taste of it on the spot and not receive any payment, any reward later, rather only the action itself from him towards the Creator. And also that he doesn't quite feel that it's from him and he's doing it, rather that the Creator will arrange these things and this way he will participate in it.
And
when does it come? When we are ready to do it in a group. And not that we feel ourselves already in the group, but the preparation for it has to be in a group. As of right now, we're close to it. We simply need to concentrate the efforts in each and every one to try and do it. It seems to a person that this is his individual work, and what does it have to do with a group? What does it have to do with a group and doing it together with others? No. In the beginning, of course not, but he needs an example, he needs support, help, a certain spirit that comes also from the group, since otherwise he cannot disconnect from himself even a tiny bit. there has to be a certain impulse from the 10, so he would be able to nevertheless take a step forward.
Получается так, что наше желание получать не может работать без ощущения.
Turns out that our desire to receive can't work without a sense of fulfillment. When we come to an extreme state, then the Creator gives us fulfillment, if I understand correctly.
We work, of course, with our will to receive. There's nothing else in the person but the will to receive. But the will to receive comes to a state where it wants to work in bestowal. To himself, seemingly. Later he checks and he might see it's correct or incorrect, but for the time being he checks himself and he sees that he truly doesn't want anything in return for himself. And he also doesn't quite want to know that he's working for the benefit of the Creator, because that too is a form of payment and a great one. So a person wants to be disconnected from himself and work on the side of the Creator, not on his side, but on the Creator's side.
And
in this way, he constantly tries and tries and tries to transfer himself from his half to the Creator's half, until he begins to acquire certain impressions, excited feelings, and he can do all kinds of actions back and forth. And that's how it's clarified in him, the matter of reception and bestowal, in order to receive, in order to bestow, and so on and so forth. Slowly. Speak correctly to the microphone.
Where does Rabash write that devotion, that the body doesn't agree to work? Devotion is such a high state. To reach it, the body doesn't agree.
Of course, our body does not agree to work in soul devotion, because that is the worst possible thing for it. The will to receive cannot work unless he sees some form of benefit to itself. It's incapable. Above benefit to himself, if he doesn't see any benefit to itself, there's no way for it to work. If he lacks fuel, he cannot make any movement. That's how we're built. We're a biological machine that works only in the condition that it has fuel. And our fuel is pleasure. The pleasure we receive either during the work or as a result from the work. Where we see that it's clear to us that we'll receive it. And that's our nature. Nothing you can do about it. It's called the will to receive. And that's why we need to acquire here a new form of fuel, so we'd be able to work in order to bestow contentment to the Creator. That we will receive fuel from that, will receive the power, the pleasure from that. So in this instance, the Creator has to be more important, has to be greater than myself, than my body, the one whom I serve. And here's the question: how can I convince myself, my will to receive, that the Creator is more important than my own body, my own nature? There's nothing we can do about it. We have to try and build such a relationship in the 10, where we all work somehow for the sake of the ten, to the extent that we can do it, we can perform such an intermediary action, meaning from a person to the group, to that extent, we can begin to feel that we can come out of the self to the Creator. That there is a certain upper force here who can give us the opportunity to work outside of ourselves in bestowal. This happens not all at once, of course, but that's where we're.
Здравствуйте. Вы немного ранее, отвечая Балтии-1, сказали такую вещь, что
earlier when you answered Balti-1,
you
said that we do a calculation, a test within, and then I see that no intention for self remains in me. How is that even possible? What is that test, and who tells me that I don't have intention for myself?
All the actions we perform, we try to perform such actions that will influence our nature. This is the main thing. How will they influence our nature? When I'll be able to perform actions not in order to receive pleasure, but to bestow pleasure to the Creator. I have to imagine myself before Him. And then, who am I doing this for? Either for myself or for the Creator? And if I check myself and I constantly try to work to scrutinize who am I doing this for, then each and every time a certain tendency, a certain desire appear in me, or I do want to do something that is disconnected from myself and is aimed at Him. This action where I disconnect from myself and I am aimed at the Creator, this is actually the restriction.
And
after it, I might be able to perform acts where I truly bestow to Him and I have no connection to it from myself whatsoever. It depends on top of what kind of ego am I willing to do it. This is already the coarseness that is in the screen, in the act of bestowal. Well, and so on and so forth. There are additional developments here, but let us first try to feel what it means to form an action that's entirely aimed at the Creator and not at me. That's what we should.
What does it mean that if I make any action, I have to make sure that to see whether I'm doing it for myself or the Creator? I want to reach the quality of bestowal to resemble the Creator. In my perspective, it's for myself. How do I then aim that to the Creator without me being in the equation?
No.
Try.
In
the way you begin to think of the host, of a friend, you're doing certain action and you want nothing in return from it. But only to have the strength to perform this action from you to him.
Ultimately, that's what I want. That's what I want, that nothing will come out of it for me when I get there, but I don't yet have the vessels so that nothing will come out of it for me.
Okay, but you have an intention, the intention for the intention for it to happen.
Yes.
And that's enough to awaken the reforming light.
And here in the article, he says the more the work increases, the suffering increases. What's the source of suffering? My inner resistance or the light that reforms?
Both. The light versus the desire. You wish to use your desire not to attract the light, but rather you wish to use the light to have a possibility of working above the desire.
And the more the work, the more the suffering. We've learned that when there is suffering, without even saying anything, I'm blaming the Creator. So how does it end? I don't want to blame the Creator, but if I have suffering, that's the result.
I have to keep going, and there will come a time where you'll get through it and you'll feel that you wish to belong only to soul devotion. That you have no other affinity to yourself and to what will happen to you and what will happen to you in the next world, this world, or anything. You just want devotion.
Rav, you said in the intro that he created us opposite to himself, and that's the basis for our independence. But he adds suffering to us that in that state. How do we maintain our independence, our choice?
Suffering? The suffering is it's a very important thing. The suffering, the feeling of suffering always aims me for or against. So we have to look at those things as necessary discernments for our development.
How do we not escape suffering but advance with it?
You rise above it. You rise above it. You agree with what will happen as long as you can take part in the act. And for pleasure from something else.
My qualities have to change, or you can do it even before?
It will change. Why are you calling for it right now? You want to change your qualities right away. You wish to bestow contentment to the Creator. That is the goal. That's what's ahead of you. How do you go from yourself to the Creator? How, instead of thinking what will be good for me in the next moment, you're thinking, how can I do good to the Creator in the next moment? Start thinking in this way, and then you'll see what you're lacking, what you're missing, and you can ask for that. To receive.
Yadidia from Tel Aviv 4 is asking, what's the difference between exertion and devotion?
What's the difference between exertion, labor, and devotion? Labor means that I have to do it forcefully, and soul devotion is not an action that I can perform forcefully or not. Soul devotion is a state where I'm capable of ascribing my inner forces to the action of bestowed to the Creator.
From PT7, in our degree, is it easier to come to devotion specifically on top of a great resistance?
We come to soul devotion after many, many actions, and if we connect between us, then we also connect and combine our actions, then we get quickly to.
Рав, я извиняюсь, а что есть какое-то действие даже ради себя, которое без участия Творца происходит?
Is there an action for myself that I can do with the Creator's participation?
No, you don't need to turn to the Creator if you're doing it for yourself. Whereas a spiritual action cannot be unless you include the Creator in it. You don't have any.
USA West 2. איך בונים את הרצון?
USA West 2. How to build the desire to bestow to the Creator?
You think about it all the time.
לא חשוב.
It doesn't matter.
באיזה צורות, באיזה מקרים.
It doesn't matter what forms, what incidents. You constantly think about how we can bestow to the Creator. That's the first thing. Second thing is that I can't bestow to the Creator individually, personally, because we are already in the state of the last generation. So the Creator wants to have before Him a vessel that comes to correction in the complete form, and more or less that is the ten. So, bestow to the Creator. In that my vessel should be incorporated, my desire, my connection with the friends. And in this way we advance. The other.
French one. How? How does spiritual suffering manifest? How to identify it in our feelings and how to work with it?
Spiritual sufferings is when I feel pain from lack of love to the Creator, that I don't love the Creator and that pains me. That pain, these pains are called spiritual sufferings. That I feel that I do not love the Creator. Those are spiritual sufferings.
So, follow-up question from Sochi. How will the suffering of the ego become spiritual suffering of love?
I will constantly think about it. I will constantly think, how do I come to the love for the Creator?
Allah.
Moscow. PT6.
Last two questions. PT6. If the 10, what part does the 10 have in the success of each friend in making an action with an intention to the Creator?
The 10 has a big part in helping each and every friend be in the correct plea and connect with the friends. And the 10 needs to mostly think of the common power of everyone, where in this common power we wish to connect everyone. And in this way the Creator will feel them and will approach that 10. System, you can also send your questions in. Rav, yes, we didn't get to a path of Torah and a path of suffering, but we reached this part in the study. Path of Torah and a path of suffering. Yet our question about the regression which had emerged from this law is still not settled by these words. Indeed, this is our concern, to find ways to mend this, but Providence, for itself, does not lose because of this, for it has enveloped mankind in two ways, the path of Torah and the path of suffering, in a way that guarantees humanity's continuous development and progress toward the goal without any reservations. Indeed, obeying this law is a natural, necessary commitment. Rough. Meaning, like it or not, we have no business to think or to decide if to advance or not to advance, and even how to advance. Rather, it's certain that by these two paths we get to the goal, and our choice, what are we choosing more, the path of Torah or the path of suffering? But in truth, progress always happens, and we're moving either with our desire or without it towards the general goal, the final goal.
Material to work with, yeah.
Yes. So what does he tell us? We have before us a path of Torah and a path of suffering, two paths. Bring us to correction, to the end of correction, the revelation of the Creator to the created being completely, where the Creator fills us as the upper light that fills all of our vessels. And this is called the end of correction. We learn about it from the first act in the wisdom of Kabbalah, the shattering. When we correct the shattering, the upper light returns to all the vessels, and according to the level of the vessels, they are, as we say, Pitarach Tamim, Pamim, there are 620 times more powerful, and the upper light fills them completely, and this is called the end of correction of creation. Okay?
You mentioned in the beginning of this part that even though we are on the standing on the path of suffering and the path of light, but we haven't reached it yet.
Because we can't see clearly ahead of us how to advance. When I react each and every moment to what I'm feeling, I'm already taking one of the paths. It's
вот из всех множества действий, которые мы производим, какое самое главное для того, чтобы быть уверенным в том, что мы
from all of the actions that we do, what is the most correct action that we so we know we're on track?
Not to forget that we're on the path. And each moment, every state, we can advance in the right direction, and if we do not advance in the right direction, we'll do it, but incorrectly. And incorrectly means that we're getting lost, we don't know where and what and how. And this increases the path. It makes it more longer. That's why they say there's a short path and a long path. Because on the long path, we need many actions before we understand that this is not good and it's not worthwhile. We're just burning time. We need to work more concisely on coming closer between us and advancing. That's how we need to advance.
Work that is more condensed or concentrated, what does that mean?
The concentrated work, in order to shorten the path, is together.
Ну, смотрите, сейчас, допустим, вот мир на пороге, ну, скажем так, там, третьей мировой войны.
For instance, the world is on the verge of a third world war, and still there's no recognition that something exceptional is happening. We, studying the wisdom of Kabbalah, so the Kabbalists, through the sources, explain to us how things are developing, but the main mass of humanity doesn't see it and feels things differently. So we have to suffer so much just to come to some recognition. I don't know how it can happen.
Well, first of all, it'll certainly happen, and let's hope it doesn't happen through a third or a fourth world war and near total annihilation of humanity. Rather, Baal Shem writes about it. Kabbalists don't hide the fact that it can be this kind of path or that kind of path, and somewhere in the middle, along this spectrum of states. Let's hope that we will advance in the correct path, the good path. It depends, after all, on the correction of men, on raising the nature of men, each one to some extent above himself. And it's now becoming apparent in Russia. Later it can become revealed in Europe. We don't know how many corrections Europe needs. We think that everything is already passed and everything is corrected. No, nothing is corrected. No, except the Russians have to correct themselves, their attitude towards the life, the purpose of life, the essence and meaning of life, and to open their eyes to the fact that they're not corrected. And later there will be other nations who will also think this way, that there is more to correct in them as well. And that's how the world will advance. I see a good form, a beneficial to the general correction of the world in this general form of things. But let's see how it will happen. The main thing, the first stage, we have to understand that war is not a solution, any kind of war. And anyone who initiates the war will lose.
Moscow 7.
Раф, вопрос про работу в концентрации. Это такая.
Question about the concentrated work. Is that work that eventually tires you?
Как правильно?
The path is long.
Человек в пути должен думать в тот момент, когда ему кажется, что он заслужил.
So how should a person on the path act when he feels that he deserves a rest? What's your advice? How to aim yourself again to the same concentrated work?
We need to see our lives, that all the years of our life, every single day, we advance and we become corrected. Some of the corrections are done by us in the 10, some from the Creator. And in this way, we are corrected. And that's how it works until the end of correction. So don't get excited too much, but continue consistently and persistently each and every day. And whatever you come to, you come to. That's it. It is still much more effective, beneficial, good than a regular person corrects himself from any nation, from any part of the world. That's the way it is. So let's just continue.
Да-да-да.
Yeah, now I hear you.
Переводчик перевел примерно следующее.
What I heard from the translator is that the Russians have to correct themselves with their attitude towards life. Is that exactly what you said? So if yes, and what exactly should the Russians correct themselves?
Now it is the part of the population of the world where the Russian people has to correct itself and raise itself to a higher level than where it was. And afterwards there will be other nations. That's how it works. This is why I said immediately, along with it, that Europe too will soon come to it. Don't think, I'm not saying that Europe is higher compared to the Russian people, etc. It also, it's not related to culture. It's related to feeling of humanity, why it exists, what for, what is happening, and mainly it is with respect to the ego of each and every nation in imposing its force on other nations. I think that the Russian people still has a problem that it wants to govern, to control the neighboring nations. And this is completely contradictory to the spiritual development. Spiritual development doesn't tolerate any oppression. I am forbidden to tell anyone anything other than to set a good example. That's it. And here, it is all done by force. I'm not talking about toward the Ukrainians, but in general, toward the other nations and small nations and other neighbors. There needs to be some introspection here and to change the attitude. The attitude really has to be friendly and not with pressure. Sorry for saying it. But because we are engaged in corrections, I therefore have to say it. And each one should also self-examine to what extent he's putting pressure in the group, in his people, in the neighbors, etc. Each one should go deeper into himself and begin there in himself to perform corrections of the soul. Okay.
Chiedo scusa, Rav. Qual è il motivo per il quale a noi ci viene oscurata questa cosa? È un'azione che il Borei fa.
What's the reason that we're not aware of this? Does the Creator do it on purpose that we won't know?
Usually, we get awareness and feelings of what we need for now to advance, to take the next step. And not more. It will confuse us. Look at little children. They don't know how they will think and feel in a year or two. What they have now, that's where they should develop. That's it. And the same goes for spirituality. In corporeality, it confuses us. We think the whole world is before us and we are already. It's also not like that, and we make mistakes. But in spirituality, you can advance only one step forward, and also gradually, partially each step, because you need to acquire it. You need to bring it into you. You need to make changes in your internal structure. How do I relate to reality, to people, to myself, and mainly to the Creator? In every new state, try today during the day to see how you change by wanting to establish a new relation to the group and to the Creator. These are our spiritual discernments. First the group, and within the group, the Creator. So, how you establish a new relation to the group and to the Creator, how you change by this. Try it. If I do this, how do I change? If I do differently, how do I change then? Try to think this way. Fantasize. And then you will see how it will change you. But we're making progress. I see, according to the questions and
Спасибо. Скажите, пожалуйста, а то, что вы сейчас говорили...
Thank you. Could you say what you just said about the corrections? Does it mean that every friend, for instance, needs to see inside himself how he starts the war, how he wants to control someone in the 10 or BB or the world, and ask the Creator to correct that desire?
Of course. Yes.
So what you're saying about the Russians, it's a quality in each one of us, right?
Yes.
And another question, maybe it's dumb, but interesting. I have it for a while. Can I look at the corporeal world, what's happening in it, as a result of an accumulation of prayers from all the people, whether aware or not? Meaning, if people want it, it can happen.
Yes, of course. What we're going through it through a higher illumination from above. And that upper light is a light of bestowal and love from day to day, from moment to moment, more and more shines on us. It's like a star that is getting closer to us, approaching us. And as it approaches, we feel ourselves in all kinds of psychological forms, relationships between us, in families, in everything. We feel changes, but all those changes are basically the Creator getting closer to us. Just like a star that's approaching Earth. And as a result, we're feeling changes. Now, if we connect among us in the 10, then we can already come into internal contact with that star. Why it's here, what it wants from us, what we should do, how we should approach it, how can we understand it, connect with it more internally. This is called I to my beloved and my beloved to me, in a mutual connection with the Creator. Because if we unite, then we're no longer bestowing upon it, which is clear we are, but we can already absorb from it what it sends us. And in this way, we can advance more clearly.
Moscow 6.
Раб, так мы должны понимать, что именно приближение Творца к нам.
So we need to understand that the Creator coming closer to us is depicting these pictures. He's obligating us to reach the purpose of creation.
Of course, everything is done by the Creator getting closer to us. If He didn't get closer to us, we wouldn't feel any changes. We would be like the still, the inanimate. Because that's what the will to receive wants. Not to change in any way, not to do anything, not to feel any deficiencies. And all the advancement is through revealing deficiencies. I feel a deficiency, I go to satisfy it. I feel another deficiency, I go to satisfy that. And this is what we want. As Bala Sulam writes, if a person didn't feel deficiencies, he wouldn't move his hand from the table to the chair throughout his life. That's it. That's our nature. This is why we need to, by ourselves, through a connection between us, cause our movements. This is mainly where we help each other, because the friends help me make movements. We also see it in the world in general, how people look at each other. They envy them, envy, lost honor. It moves them from their place.
Еще раз, только что. Рав, добрый день. Мировой Кли.
Привет. Good day, Rav. Good day, World Kli.
Не хочется. Lately, как в Шамате 14 сказано, чтобы...
You don't want to use your mind, as it says in Shamati 14. I don't, in order to find the answers.
Вы сейчас сказали, что можно услышать ответ.
You just said that you can hear the Creator's answers. Maybe at least if you could explain a bit how.
Well, there are two options here. Option number one is for a person to be incorporated in the ten. There are those for whom it is easier, and there are those for whom it is very difficult. And therefore, there is another option for a person to simply try not to activate his will to receive, to be like we can imagine people who are living in the jungle, I don't know what they're called, who became disconnected from human society. And in this way, they want to cancel their will to receive as much as possible. And then they begin to criticize. If they're activating their will to receive, then to what extent they keep it only to the necessary things in order to exist. And other than that, it is in order to bring contentment to the Creator, so that if they do anything beyond necessity, then it is only in the direction of the Creator. They kind of divide their actions into two parts. The necessary part, which is neither praised nor condemned, there is no judgment on it. And the part beyond the necessary, when he activates himself, but only in order to bring contentment to the Creator. The necessary part is called the restriction, and the part above it is when he acts in order to bestow. Try to do all kinds of actions like this and see where you are in them. And in this way, we'll be able to advance. Okay?
Reject and annul the views of the developed, who are always a small minority. As we have shown in the second tractate, the Torah and Mitzvot were given only to purify Israel, to develop in us the sense of recognition of evil imprinted in us at birth, which is generally defined as self-love, and to come to pure good, defined as love of others, which is the one and only passage to love of the Creator.
El Ahavat Hashem Itbarach.
Accordingly, the mitzvot between man and the Creator are considered tools that detach man from self-love, which is harmful for society. It is thus obvious that the topics of dispute regarding mitzvot between man and the Creator relate to the problem of society's sustainability. Thus, they too fall into the framework of taking after the collective. That means that whichever way we look at the laws of nature, they are still all directed for the benefit of the collective and not the individual. Now we can understand. So it turns out that if someone wants to make any changes for the benefit of the individual, for himself or a small group, he is always mistaking. And it won't exist forever, but until the mistake will be revealed and they will destroy what he was trying to build. Next.
Now
we can understand the conduct of discriminating between halakha, law, and agada, legends. This is because only in halachot, plural of halakha, does the law, individual and collective, halakha as the collective, apply. It is not so with the agada, legends, since matters of agada stand above matters that concern the existence of society, but they speak precisely of the matter of people's conducts in matters concerning man and the Creator, in that part where the existence and physical happiness of society has no consequence. Thus, there is no justification for the collective to annul the view of the individual, and every man will do that which was right in his own eyes. But regarding halachot, rules that deal with observing the mitzvot, commandments of the Torah, they all fall under the supervision of society, since there cannot be any order except through the law, take after the collective.
It's not simple what he's writing here. That's why I see that really there aren't questions up yet, even though there are many questions. It's a very sneaky part here. That inside here, there's a lot of things. Controlling of the masses, controlling of the individual, the relationships between them. And we are all always in struggles between me and society to another society, and so on. Especially now what we see, these revelations in our world, that it's a very special state. We are living in a very special state, which has to scrutinize for us ahead the correct attitude between man and society and country and humanity for their development. How will we develop that we can reach a state, the perfect state? So he writes about it here.
No.
Well, if there still aren't any more questions, so maybe we should belong to the area of an individual.
Yeah.
Previously he wrote that even the relationship between man and the Creator concerns society.
Right.
And therefore, there too, even there, the law is taking after the collective.
Yeah.
And now he wrote that there is a place that does not concern the life of society, and there the law of taking after the collective does not apply. So what is this place? I don't understand.
He doesn't write you about spiritual life, but corporeal life. About spiritual life, he's going to write in a minute. that in corporeal life we still don't feel ourselves included in one body and dependent on one another. But in our development, we'll start feeling as much as we are in one body, in one state, in one thought, under one force from above, and with our force of ego below. And for that reason, we humans are between two forces, from above the creator and from below the evil inclination. And we between the two of them have to determine the right connection and in that exist.
Да, дорогой Рав, а вообще общество
yes,
какой-то необходимой минимальной
should the society reach some necessary minimal level of the law of the freedom of the individual so it can develop in spirituality? And if so, what is that law?
The choice has to be for each and every one to develop to a direction that he reaches the right contact with his environment and through them to the Creator. That is what has to be here, the determining of that law. Each and every person has an ability to uplift above his ego, to incorporate in society, through society to incorporate with the Creator, and to, from me, society, Creator, to reveal it as one system of Adam Rishon. And then when we reach it, I don't know, that's already things that are, it's difficult for me to say anything about. When we discover them, most of them or all of them, so they discover themselves in one system of Adam Rishon, just as it was before the sin, 620 times more. That means that the Creator is in them and they are in Him, in the whole complete adhesion. That's what we have to reach. For now, we're in a very special time in history where we are in the transition from the corporeal world that we were always living in to the spiritual world that gradually we're starting to enter. It's a very special state.
Kazakhstan.
Kazakhstan.
Спасибо, Раф. Раф, подскажите, вот закон следования за большинством.
Thank you, Раф.
Ну, я, допустим, вижу.
The law of taking after the majority in corporeality. I see that in corporeality too. The majority makes mistakes.
Быть за ними или все-таки.
What do you do in such cases? Do you follow the majority? Or do you express your opinion? You try to influence this majority in corporeality?
I hope that we're going to reach a state, and it's not far from us, that humanity, from the despair, as much as they're receiving blows in every stage of development, and as much as they don't understand where to take the next step towards, they'll truly agree to listen to what the Kabbalists are saying. And then they can start determining themselves, tens, and connect and learn there how to overcome themselves, uplift above themselves. I really hope that humanity will start thinking how they can rise above their ego. Otherwise, it's impossible to keep advancing. It's such suffering that I think we're already in a stage of the last generation that they wouldn't want to keep existing in the way they are, meaning give birth to children, keep developing things, because there's recognition of evil. There's no good benefit in this.
Вот чтобы преодолеть и не давить, не управлять всеми, тут вот для меня самое сложное, что
overcome and not pressure everyone. The most difficult thing for me is that in the present state, it seems like everyone's controlling and pressuring you. So you have to protect yourself. How do you overcome this difficulty?
Only if we spread articles like these, like the Freedom article, Freedom of Choice, and so on. By this, we will be able, by our explanations, to cause that people will understand that there is no coercion, that only through disseminating the knowledge only, without pressure, we can bring each and every person an inner development as much as each one can develop. And by this we'll reach a good world that each one is still be able to reach a balance point with the Creator and society, which is his central point.
Да, здравствуйте, Раф, мировой клей.
Yes, hello, Rav. Hello, world clay.
Ну, непонятно. Как.
When I listen to this article, it's not clear how a majority that's not developed can determine what happens to the developed and even supervise them.
Obviously, it won't take place. This has to be the right connection, the right dynamic between the general collective and a unique minority that are also talking between them and consideration between them, and each one understands the weakness and the forces that is in the force of quantity in the majority, and the minority has a force of quality, and they have to complete each other. That's it. It turns out that the right advancement can be only under the condition that the small quantity of wise, I don't mean in a sneaky brain. I mean wise at heart. The wise at the heart. That there'll be a nice and good and correct connection between the wise with a small quantity and the masses in a big quantity, and they understand and they're in the right good connection between them, because they both two parts of society have one purpose, to advance towards the Creator.
Раф, можно также вопрос задать?
Да.
Если.
Раф, can I also ask?
Yeah.
Просто вот из этого урока воспринялось.
From this lesson.
Вот это вообще давление, которое есть, ну, по отношению.
This pressure.
По отношению народа к народу, допустим, или.
One relation to another, or another, one nation to another. Such a phenomenon is. As if nature itself or the Creator. That's already in the past. Now we can, not only we, but the whole world can influence each other through this example, through this concern, and through this illumination and everything else the Creator will do.
It's true and correct. And we are in a historic period that it's being revealed as much as you can't use force anymore to take any decisions. A person just can't rise and oppress a different person, and not one country to the next or one regime on the other, but everything has to go towards connection, and only in this way everything can exist. I hope that we are at in the final scrutiny that we can't allow ourselves anymore to use forces to just jump on each other and convince the other to peace the way I think it has to be, like they were saying before this last war. So let's hope that we'll learn a lot from it.
Hello.
This law
where we compare in spiritual life we follow the individual, and in the general life we follow the majority. It's clear when the majority is the masses, but when the majority are the 10?
No. The 10 isn't the many. The 10 has to be as one, otherwise it's not a 10. Don't call it a 10. The 10 are 10 that in every state they're in, they are yearning to be as one.